the Kick Access project is only in its infancy. It's just beginning.
That's Doug Heacock, spokesman for the Federal Highway Administration, which is the lead agency responsible for the CAKE to Petersburg Road EIS. The Alaska Department of Transportation's already proposed several potential alternatives for road and ferry crossings between the two towns. According to Heacock, those options could change.
The existing information that the state has put out is useful, but I wouldn't want anybody to believe that those are the final choices, because again, the entire process that we're about to begin on is designed to find the best way, or the way that the public is most supportive of, and it may require some modifications of the existing routes or the recommended routes.
The state's preference has generated controversy because it could end up putting a ferry terminal and road in the heart of the roadless city of Kuprnov, a small community of about 30 people just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. Like the intertie, the road would run along Tongass National Forest land, so Heacock says it will be up to the Forest Service, not Federal Highways, to make the final decision on whether the project's approved.
Our job is simply to make sure that the environmental documentation and all of the rules and requirements have been satisfied, and that some recommended route appears to be the logical choice for a variety of reasons.
And transportation, not power, is the focus for Federal Highways. Heacock says the agency has been asked to evaluate how to improve access to the very rural community of CAKE. But along with access, road supporters have promoted the project as a way of lowering the cost of constructing and maintaining a power line. The state legislature appropriated $40 million for construction of a basic one-lane gravel road with turnouts on the north end of Kuprnov. That did not include money for the intertie, which has been estimated to cost around the same amount to build. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.